And joining me in studio today is Crystal Westover. Crystal is the new licensed clinical social worker at Star Valley Health. Crystal, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm feeling good, Dan.
Good. I appreciate you coming. It's okay. You say a name with a D and it's going to be close enough.
What can you do? Yeah.
Absolutely right. No, I certainly do appreciate you coming in, Crystal, and telling us what you do at Star Valley Health as a social worker. First, you've been at Star Valley Health for about 7-8 months now?
Oh, no, it's about six.
Six?
I've about hit that six-month line, yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Starting last summer. Tell us about your career leading up to Star Valley Health and what you have been doing and up until then.
So what I have been doing, I graduated with my bachelor's in 99, went right into working with chronically and persistently mentally ill folks in Idaho Falls, Pocatello area. Star Valley stole me to come up here about 10 years ago. And I've been working with a lot of substance abuse disorders, aligned with mental health disorders. I've been working with geriatric disorders, worked in hospice, just have learned the love that I have for a lot of people in this valley and a lot of people who struggle with things that sometimes we just don't want to know about.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. What got you into the mental health field to begin with?
I want to say luck, but really I went to college just to kind of go to college and follow friends, and the social work field just kind of interested me, so I kept going into it a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper, and it just snagged me.
Awesome. Yep. Crystal Westover in studio this morning. So you get the opportunity to now be at Star Valley Health. Tell us what your kind of role is there for Star Valley Health.
So my role is to be a counselor as well as, you know, helping people out with just basic needs. So people can come in for different therapies. I specialize in trauma therapy. I also specialize in substance abuse therapy just because that's a lot of what I've been doing for the majority of the last 10, 15 years. I do a lot with depression right now. I'm doing a lot with anxiety and other things right now.
Now, do people have to be a patient, per se, at Star Valley Health to come see you, or are you someone that they can come see just for your for what you do?
No, they can just come see me for my services. Usually, people are referred by a doctor, but you don't need a formal referral to see me.
Excellent. Yeah. Crystal, there's been, and just from an outsider's perspective, I haven't lived in the world that you have, but from an outsider's perspective, it seems like there's been a big emphasis on being open about mental health and being willing to talk about it. I mean, have you seen that over the course of your career?
Somewhat. Mental health is still very much a stigma in a lot of places, and it just takes consistent effort to say, okay, this is something, everybody has mental health. It doesn't matter whether, you know, your mental health is sliding a little bit or you're doing pretty well. We just have to focus on mental health. The times when you need to probably see someone, maybe talk to a doctor, maybe talk to a counselor, is when you're noticing that you're not feeling good and it's lasted for 2 weeks or longer. You just can't, when you bring it up, it just won't stay there. And your behavior is just changing.
It can be hard, though, to reach out, correct?
It is very hard to reach out. I think that's one of the hardest things for people. And some people come in to see me because they said, I couldn't talk to anybody else. I couldn't. And I don't know how long I'm going to be able to be here because of that anxiety of just talking to somebody. And we really need to work through and get through that as a society. I think it's more of a society issue that leads down to the individual issue.
Crystal, what about friends and loved ones? You talked about when someone else is noticing their own behavior. What are maybe some of the signs for other people to look out for as far as their friends and loved ones to think, okay, maybe I need to see if I can help this person get some help?
Well, first, I think if you just look and see, if you're noticing something different and thinking, oh, you know, that person is just a little off, ask them, because usually that is the start of what's going on, or maybe they're well into not feeling well mentally. And because of just asking them, people can then, they start to test the waters, I think. you would say, okay, so I'm feeling a little bit of this. And then they'll say, I'm feeling more of this. And just tell you various symptoms that they're having. But I think it's us reaching out to somebody else. And that's an anxiety too. That's an anxiety too. But, you know, if somebody says, I'm not ready to talk about it, or, you know, nothing's going on, you can respect that as well.
Crystal Westover in studio this morning, licensed clinical social worker at Star Valley Health. Crystal, in your time as a social worker and working in this field, is there any truth to the winter blues? Have you seen there's like this uptick in mental health when we get moments like we've been in the last few years? You get into the dead of winter. We haven't seen the sun in weeks. I mean, is there anything to that?
Oh, there's a lot to that. There is a lot to that. They call it SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And we tend to get, especially after the holidays, and some of it can happen during the holidays because the holidays can be stressful. But after the holidays, we've been so busy, there is nothing that we're doing. We're wondering what we need to do. We want some relaxation, but that relaxation starts to go a little longer than we expected. Some of seasonal affective can be small, but if you have an existing anxiety, depression, you know, anything like that that's going on, you can notice it a lot as well.
Well, we appreciate you stepping in studio and sharing this with us, Crystal. You mentioned people don't need to have a referral to see you. So how does someone get in touch with you to set up some time?
So I want to mention there is Sarah Birdside, who is a clinical social worker in Afton. My office is in Thane at the Thane Clinic doctor's office. And what you just need to do is call into those offices and ask to speak to a clinical social worker.
Excellent. And those numbers, of course, can be found online at starvalleyhealth.org, and all the details and information there. Crystal, anything we missed about what you do and the services you offer here locally that we should touch on?
There's so much. As a social worker, if somebody comes into the hospital and they are a new cancer patient and they don't know where to find services and resources or anything like that, if they need help paying for various things, they can come to one of the social workers, because we're not just therapists. We're there to help as case managers as well.
Excellent. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, Crystal, it's been great to introduce you to the community today. And thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Again, Crystal Westover. She is the licensed clinical social worker at Star Valley Health. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio.